Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayana Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottaram Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye. Srimad Bhagavatam 10th Canto of Chapter 27, verse 27, 26, 7, and 8. Read through. Nanaraso ghasharito.
Nanaraso ghasharito.
Riksha asan madushrava. Akrishta pacho shadhayo. Girayo Bibran Om Manin. Rivers flowed with various kinds of tasty liquids. Trees exuded honey. Edible plants came to maturity without cultivation, and hills gave forth jewels formerly hidden in their interiors. Krishne Bishikta Etani. Sarvani Kuru Nandana. Nirvairanya Bhavangstapta. Kuranya Pinisargata. Krishne Bhishikta Etani. Sarvani Kuru Nandana. Nirvairanya Bhavangstapta. Kuranya Pinisargata. Krishne Bhishikta Etani. Sarvani Kuru Nandana. Nirvairanya Bhavangstapta. Kuranya Pinisargata. Ladies, Krishne, Lord Krishna,
Abhishekte,
having been bathed,
etani,
these,
sarbani,
all,
Kuru Nandana,
all beloved of the Kuru
dynasty,
Nirvairani,
free from enmity,
Abhavan,
became
Tata,
my dear Parikshit,
Krurani,
vicious,
Api,
although
Nisargata,
by nature.
O Parikshit,
beloved of the Kuru dynasty,
upon the ceremonial bathing of Lord Krishna,
all living creatures,
even those cruel by
nature, became
entirely free of enmity.
Purport.
Those corrupted by
a type of
sophisticated cynicism
may mock
these descriptions of
a paradisiacal
world
situation
affected
simply
by worshipping the Supreme
Lord. Unfortunately,
modern man has
created a hell on earth
in his cynical
rejection of
heaven on earth,
which is
actually possible
through Krishna consciousness.
The situation
described here, created
simply by the
auspicious bathing
ceremony of the Lord,
is an authentic
historical incident.
Since
history repeats
itself, there is
hope that the
Krishna consciousness
movement
may
again bring
the world community
to the brilliant
reality of
self-realized existence.
Last verse
of this chapter, 28.
Iti go kulap,
iti go
gokulapatin.
Govindam
abhishichasa.
Anugyato
yayo sakro.
Mrito
devadi
bidivam.
Translation.
After he had
ceremonially bathed,
Lord Govinda, who
is the master of the
cows in the coward
community,
King Indra took
the Lord's permission
and, surrounded
by demigods
and other
higher beings,
returned to his
heavenly abode.
Thus ends
purports
of the humble servants
of his divine grace,
A.C. Bhaktivinoda
Swami Prabhupada,
to the 10th
canto, 27th
chapter, Bhagavatam,
titled
Lord Indra and Mother
Shalabi offer
prayers.
Om Gyana Tamaran
Dasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuna
Militam Gyana
Tasmai Shri Gurave
Namaha
Shri Chaitanya Mano
Bhishtam
Sapitam Gyana Bhutale
Svayam Rupa Gata
Maityam Dadati
Sabadanti Kam
Bande
Shri Garao
Shri Juta Pele
Kamalam Shri
Gurum Vaishnavam
Shcha Shri Rupam
Sargajat
Zahagana Lagana
Tam Nitam
Tam Sajivam
Sadvaitam
Sabadhutam
Barijana
Sahitam Krishna
Chaitanya
Devam Shri
Radha
Krishna Padam
Sahagana Lalita
Vishakamitam
Cha, E.
Krishna Kurasindo,
Dina Bando,
Jagatpate,
Kopesha
Kopika,
Kantara, Kantana
Mostate,
Banchiko
Kutulubischa,
Kibasindu
Bevacha,
Pitan,
Pavane, Pio
Vaishnave,
Pio Namo Nama,
Shri
Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu
Nitananda,
Shetway,
Tigaraha,
Shivas, and
Igor Bakavinda,
Hare
Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna, Hare
Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna
Visikta
Etani
Sarvani
Kuru Nandana
Nirvaranya
Babam
Sata
Kuranya
Pini
Sargataha.
First,
the rivers flowed with
various kinds of tasty
liquids,
trees exuded honey,
edible plants
came to maturity
without cultivation,
hills
gave forth
jewels formerly
hidden
in the
interiors.
Upon
the ceremonial
bathing of Lord
Krishna, all living
creatures, even those
cruel by nature,
became entirely
free of enmity.
After
he had ceremonially
bathed Lord Govinda,
who is the master
of the cows and cow
community, Indra
took the Lord's permission,
surrounded
by demigods,
other higher
beings returned to
his heavenly abode.
As far as the rivers flowing with
various kinds of tasty
liquids,
various kinds of
tasty
trees
exuded honey,
edible plants
came to maturity
without cultivation,
and
hills gave forth
jewels formerly
hidden in
their interiors.
This is
nothing new in the
Bhagavatam.
Previously we
heard
exhaustively, especially from Srila Prabhupada during his era. He used to speak on the verse of Kunti Devi, Ime Janapada Svidha, Supako Shodi Virudha, Vanadri Nadyadad Bhanto, Hiyadante Tavavikshitai. Kunti Devi said almost the same, similar. It's never exactly the same, but wonderfully the same and different. Ime Janapada Svidha, everything was flourishing during Krishna's time already. What to speak of now during this pastime? Janapada, all the places where the people were, Svidha Supako Shodi, Supako Shodi, the Oshodi, all the herbs, vegetables, as mentioned here, Virudha, Vana Adri Nadyadan Vanto, Vana Adri, all the forest, Vrindavan, besides Vrindavan, all forests, Vanadri, the mountains, Vanadri, Nadya, the rivers, the nadis, as mentioned here, Viksha, the trees, they had sweet sap. So naturally things are like this. But due to the Kali Yuga, you don't find... You can find rivers still tasting very nice somewhere. I think Prabhupada mentioned that he saw one river that wasn't contaminated in his time. I forgot which river it was. In the West. But generally speaking, I remember jumping in a river and looked really good back in 1969. Traveling in California, and I saw all these kids jumping off the bridge somewhere in Northern California. So we thought, wow, that looks like fun. And jump off. Wow. Jumped up. I mean, they somehow were doing it. And they were very blissful. So I jumped off the... wasn't that high. Jump off there. And I immediately I felt like, wow, this is like turpentine or jumping into a river of poison. And then I quickly swam to the shore, and I was thinking, wow, these kids are crazy, what's going on? And something like, chemical in the river, you know. So I just lying down, oh my God, I'm going to die. The river looked nice, but it wasn't so nice. And that happens, that the rivers are polluted, nobody cares. Baramud Bhato Vimudham. In Prahlad Maharaj's prayers, he describes that the Shoche Tito Vimukache Tesa Indriyatan Maya Sukhaya Baramud Bhato Vimud. This Ugra karma is going on in Kali Yuga that they have. How can they appreciate? Because these things are naturally very wonderful, rivers and trees. In Sweden back in, I think, 40 years ago, almost 35 years ago when I was there, they said that most of the natural growing trees were already cut down. They're just producing wood trees. You see that here also, there's many wood. They're producing pine trees. The natural trees, a lot of them they cut down just to produce, so they can make some money. So whatever Krishna has provided, when you read in the first canto that Kamam Bhavasha Parjanya, during the reign of Yudhisthira Maharaj, which is even after Krishna, of course, Kamam Bhavasha Parjanya, everything was provided. Kamam Bhavasha, the rains were provided. Parjanya Rana Sambhava. There's a natural cycle given by Krishna and described in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. When you do proper sacrifice, there's rains, then the grains are produced, everybody's happy. But as soon as that is rejected, then all hell rains loose. Agayara Indriya Ramo, Mogam Parta Sajivati, Krishna says, Moga, you're living uselessly simply by your sinful activity. Agayara Indriya Ramo. Indra, you know, Indra has that name too, King Indra. But the indriyas, the senses, because in this material world is mentioned here that the cruel nature, they become free entirely of all enmity. Therefore, the devotees, as today, going out to preach the glories of Krishna, the holy name. Even unconsciously hearing, and they're unconscious. Jeev jago, jeev jago. Gora chandra bole, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is jive doya. With this in mind, the devotees are going to go out and chant, hopefully, as many as possible, whatever comes. But this is the greatest mercy. Jive daya, Krishna nam, sarva dharma shar. Essence of all the dharma of Bhagavatam. Dharma shilasya, sudukitasya. By rejecting the dharma, sudukitasya. They're all suffering. Janasya Krishna, vimukasya daiva. Somehow by misfortune, they've turned their face away. Ichadavesha samutena dvandamahina. By this cruel nature, envious nature. So although those entities in the street, they go to the parade. I remember one year, several years, just not too long ago, we didn't go to the parade. I thought, wow, that's pretty bad. We didn't go to the parade because it might rain. But it didn't rain. And all the karmis were at the parade, but unfortunately, devotees weren't at the parade. But this is a great venue for giving the unconscious, cruel, generally cruel. I mean, we look at them, they don't look so cruel, they're chomping down on a burger. And you smell, it's pretty cruel when you think that just to get that burger, they had to cruelly slaughter so many cows. That hamburger, that hot dog, even the whatever they're doing, cruel, very cruel. Kamsa is the emblem of cruel. We have so many cruel people in the Bhagavatam. Actually, they seem pretty mellow compared to a lot of guys today. But you know, cruel Vena. Here comes cruel Vena. Woo, wow, he was cruel. He used to kill his friends. You can't do that unless you're in the Middle East. But you can, you're not supposed to kill your friends. That's not considered very nice. But Vena, when he became king, he controlled lots of other little cruel guys. And he was so cruel, his father, when he took sannyas. So because this world is so cruel, many people have become devotees too, rejected the material world. And so we have our heroes, superheroes in the Bhagavatam. They're not only not cruel, like Prahlad Maharaj, his prayer, Svastyastu Visvasa Kala Pashidatam Dayanta Bhutani Shivo Mito Vya Manashtra Badram Bajadara Hoksa Jaya Veshatam Nomati Rapya Haitiki. He's praying that all these cruel persons will look after each other. They will perform bhakti yoga. And that's what's happening today for all those persons unwittingly, haplessly in the street, looking for a nice time, prey, chomping on their cow burger, flesh. So this is the evil, Kali Yuga, that Prabhupada mentions in the purports, talking about the Kunti Devi's prayer, that there's no need of all these cruel, horrible, ferocious activity. Cinema, brothel, slaughterhouse, factories, when all these things are provided by Krishna naturally. Trees exuding honey. Still there's honey. Nowadays bees provide the honey, but here it says directly from the trees. The sap is that very nice sugar cane, and so many nice things, even today in Kali Yuga you can find. But the evil, cruel demons who don't care for anyone, they have decided that they will create their own evil bees to kill the other bees. They actually have the demoniac They're always thinking some way to do some cool activity. They don't care for anyone. Whatever benefits themselves, just like Monsanto or something. They have these cruel bees they tried to invent. Siddho Haum Balavan Suki. I am powerful, I will create this and that. But even in other countries, I saw the other day, 64 countries signed. No Monsanto, don't come to our country, we don't like you. But we're living in a very nice province in America, is a very advanced country, so we're providing Monsanto for those who require that type of activity. But their idea is they put so many things in the food. Food is naturally very wonderful. Nowadays, nobody wants to even eat wheat. Oh, because they put so many poisons in it. And amazing. Just natural foods. Honey. I was always told, before I went to India, even in the early 70s, we heard, if you go to India, then the honey will be diluted. The milk will be diluted with water. I thought, wow, that's amazing. They do that. Why would they do that? Even they'll put paint in the milk, and poison their own kids in school. Or something. And even in India, where the cow, where Krishna has favored the cow. So Prabhupada said, he told some news reporters, young ones, in 1976, they said, Swamiji, then why is it that we are suffering? We are India. We are a very pious country. Why should we suffer? He said, because you have rejected what Krishna has given. Anad bhavanti parjanyo. Krishna says, grow grain, not tire bolts and Goodyear tires and bolts. Then you should eat your Goodyear tires and your bolts and be very happy then. Because the Prabhupada was seeing something. When you read Prabhupada's purports in first canto, you'll think that, wow, he must have been to America. How did he see all this? It seems like when you read the whole thing, you think, then you every once in a while you stop and think, wow, Prabhupada had not even been to the United States yet. He wrote all that. But these things are going on all over. Therefore he told those reporters, then you should suffer 10 times more. Krishna has appeared, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared. He's trying to distribute these fruits, not only these fruits of love of God. Kaya Hauk Lok Ajare Amare. He's sub-fall, giving all these fruits, and he becomes so happy, the members of Panchatattva. When they see that the people's pet body, their stomachs are full, and they're rolling on the ground in ecstasy. This is our objective, after all. We go to Harinam, distribute the fruits of love of God in the Harinam. And all these sinful, cruel persons, Pape Tape Jato Chilo, Harinam Udarilo, Tarsaki Jagai Madai, Golokera Premadana Harinam, Sankirtan. They're all suffering due to their cruel activities. Pape Tape. Their Pape is a sinful activity and therefore suffering. And when we go out to give the holy name, Tapo Divyam Putraka, we're giving the same word, Tapa, is austerity, but this austerity is very wonderful. And it comes with the holy name. And everyone is attracted. When the Harinam is performed in the parade, and the Rath Yatra is going on, everyone should be attracted so much. And Prabhupada, even at 3-4 years old, he wanted to distribute the holy name, he wanted to distribute the Jagannath Prasad, the Guru Prasad, Ganaganatman, raining on the cruel-minded, on the melting the cruel hearts. Ichadvesha samutena danda mahina bharata sarve yanti parantapa. Everyone has come in with this cruel heart into the material world. Vimukam. Turn their faces away. But the devotees, just like Srila Prabhupada, anugrahe yeha. They're full of anugraha, full of this unlimited mercy. So those of us who have any kind of intelligence to follow Srila Prabhupada's example, his instruction, amaragya guru hoy, chare dash. He's giving the fruits. Mahaprabhu says, I cannot even eat all these fruits, not even mundane fruits. Ajalai amare. Those fruits, they produce release from all suffering. Ajare amare. Everyone in this material suffering, janma mrityu jara vyadhi, birth, death, disease, and old age. But Mahaprabhu's fruits of love of God, they release one from old age and death. Jara marana mokshaya mama shuchya chantiye te brahma tadvidu krishna. They will understand Brahma instantly, whether consciously or unconsciously, by hearing the holy name. It's always nice to give, they forbid us, but we can give out those little pamphlets. I know they always forbid, but I've given out so many of them in that parade. We have to be supposedly very careful, don't give out this transcendental literature. It may contaminate or something. But people are begging for it. They see it, they say, oh, they want it. So this is how we can actually taste or understand Yaksana Bhavam Akila Shuti Salame Gama Dyatma Dipam Shatam Tamon Dam. Those who are in this tamogun, Tamon Dam, who desiring to surpass this Anda Yatanda Upaniyamana, being led by all the evil, cruel leaders. So they need another type of leader. So Prabhupada is that leader. Mahaprabhu is the ultimate leader. Shiksha, Gornitai. They're going everywhere, all over the Navadvip, all over the Nadia. And they're walking, dancing, and they're shiksha, giving the same teaching that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing also. And his only alms that he's begging is, please take the holy name. Jeev Krishna Das, Avishvas, Kore Tora Dukkha Nai. All your dukkha will disappear. All your cruel-heartedness will dissipate. So it's not limited to this pastime that Indra and these creatures, all living creatures, Yatta Naisarga, described earlier in the 10th canto, they live together. Usually they're cruel, maybe cruel towards each other. Tigers, lions, rhinoceroses. Like when Mahaprabhu comes to the jungle, they forget that. Everything's finished. The Balabhadrapatacharya, he was thinking, oh, the tiger's there, now we're finished. Probably described it on one, in one purport. Now we're finished. He was so fearful. Even though he was with Mahaprabhu, he thought, the tiger, oh my God. Mahaprabhu just kicked the tiger and he said, get up, chant Hare Krishna. Haridas Thakur said, I heard about all this from Balabhadra Bhattacharya. I know you went in the jungle, the tigers were dancing. So Prabhupada said, Mahaprabhu could get the tigers to dance, elephants, rhinoceros, etc. But at least we should get the humans to dance. But if we're just sitting in our house, or sitting at home, sitting doing nothing, how will we do that? No. Therefore, Krishna has provided, go out. What did Prabhupada say? You can close the temple, leave a few pujaris. Everyone should go out for dancing and chanting. That is the Krishna conscious movement. Otherwise, simply the mind will take over. Manashtra Badram Bhajadara Hoksaday. But Prahlad Maharaj is imploring everyone how to control the mind. Manashtra Aveshitam Nomatir. Absorb Aveshitam Nomatir. Apyahaitiki. Ahaitiki Apratiyata Yayatma Supersediti. When all our activities are Ahaitiki Apratiyata, unstoppable, unstopped, and without any motive, then Samprasediti, then they become peaceful. Shoche Tatovi. I am lamenting. Prahlad Maharaj says, Naivod Vijay Paradurte Vaitaranya. Vaitarani. Shukadev Goswami says in second channel. That this whole world, Vaitarani River, is full of very horrible things. Vaitarani means we don't see it like that, but according to Sukadeva Goswami, this material world he calls Vaitarani. Vaitarani means it's full of like possum stool, chunks of bodies, and you know, not too nice, actually. This is Sukadeva Goswami's vision of the material world. But he said, why should those great sadhus, kasmat bhajanti kavayo dhanadurma dhamma, why should they go simply begging for some material thing to those who are blinded in this material world? Kavayo, dharma dham dham, the dharma dham, andan, the dharma dham, they're wicked. Kasmat bhajanti, but they should, by chanting the holy name, by following their strict sadhana, to kick off this world of names. Kaveen. And otherwise, only a gross materialist will not feel his heart melted to see the suffering in this, of the human beings in this material world. That's what Sukadeva Goswami said. He is full of realization. Yes, Swano Bhavam Akila Shuti Shadamekam. What verse? Takavir Namasu Yavanartha 2-2, first 5-7 verses. I'm not remembering all the verses, actually. I'm just giving ideas. Takavir Namasu Yavanartha Syada Pramato. A Pramata. They should be Apramata. This material world is Nunam Pramata. Kulute Vikarma, Sukadeva Goswami says, way before that, you should be renounced, apramata, not mad. Because everyone is mad. Pishachi Paliyena Mati Chanahoy. That Jagadananda Pandit, intimate associate of Mahaprabhu, probably just like to quote that verse. Pishachi Yena Mati Chana, they're Mati Chana, crack brain. Matichana hoy. So to say, Dasha Upajaya, what's the rest of that? Maya Grashta Jivir, say Dasha Upajaya. Maya Grashta means grabbed by Maya. Everyone in the material world, grabbed by Maya, hell. Oh. Can't move, like attacked by ghosts. Anyone's attacked by ghosts here? Sometimes it happens. You can't move. You may be conscious. So it's very good. Analogy. Pishati Pali Yena Mati. So they're all talking so many things. Like when we go out to the parade or anywhere, Divyanga goes out every day, he knows. They're all talking like crazy, nuts. Talking, oh, this is his kid. All fallible soldiers. So, temporary. Phantasmagoria. And for this phantasmagoria, they're willing to kill every living entity on the planet. This so they can taste a little, probably was on the airplane, he said, so they can taste a little meat. And what to speak of devotees, anybody in India, especially vegetarian, they can cook something 1,000 times tastier than meat. I remember during the roadshow days, we had one particular thing we decided would be the perfect. I'm sure there still is. It was a giant breadstick that Mangalananda, he used to be an Italian baker or something. Anyway, a giant breadstick, fried in ghee, about this big, like a small bread. Cut it in half and put a barat, with tomato sauce. Perfectly spiced, and when people would eat that, they would say, ah! And the ghee would splurt out of the breadstick, and the barat was perfectly. And we'd give those out. Of course, there's so many other things, but that was a great thing. So, those are the type of, then they'll forget Instead of forgetting Krishna, they'll forget Maya. Krishna Bhuli Se Jiva Nadi Bahamukh. They forgot Krishna. Therefore, Deha Samsar Su. They're suffering so much over and over. Deha Samsar Duk. This phantasmagoria beaten down. Like Kamsa. He even had the realization. Gato Tamam Dam. Tanomanina Duvam. He said, all of a sudden he had his flash after Vasudev was preaching to him. Vasudev was such a great, perfect devotee. His heart was so pure that he even affected the cruel Kamsa. And Kamsa was thinking, you know, he's right. Jivamsa Kalo, he said, an evil, cruel person like me is hated while he's alive, and even after I'm dead, I'll be cursed. And then I'll go to hell. Tamo andam. Druvam. Certainly, I will go to hell. Therefore, nishangshitena, all my cruel activity, I should just give him back his kid, you know, like that. But then he fell under the... Therefore, Prabhupada said, tyaja jorjana samsargam bhaja sara samagamam. So quoted Chanakya Pandit, give up any association with all these cruel-hearted tyajas. Durjana. Like Govinda Das's song, Durjana. What is that song? He says, I'm associating with all these Durjana. We want to take shelter of the Sajjana. And that's another thing. When we go out on the Harinam, on the parade, they're getting the association of the Sajjana. Those who are some association with the Sat, each other, devotees, rather than Durjana. Because they're always associating with one another, the Durjana, wicked Durjana samsara. So this is an important thing Prabhupada came to give. He didn't just give like Sunday feast or Thanksgiving festival or something. No. Prabhupada came to give the real thing, the real deal. So that means you have to read Bhagavatam. Of course, here's not Prabhupada's purport, but one should every day try to read Prabhupada's books. Aside from this, it's also good. But when Prabhupada gives the purport, it has a special kick to it. All right, so any...
Jai Jagannath. I just want to say, last night I saw on Channel 5 they have a commercial for the homecoming parade, and you see gators and footballs and people, and then you see Lord Jagannath's car cruising down the street in orange and blue. And they've played that many times this week. So, I mean, amazing what happens when devotees take that initiative and go out and distribute. All you got to do today is really go down there and put your arms up and smile. It's not hard. You just have to show up. It's hard to get people to show up because we're so busy. But if we remember the importance of this mission and how easy it is 6 times a year to go out in these Rath Yatra festivals, devotees do all the work. You just got to get yourself there and just smile. Just be there. You know, that way when they see the Jagannath car, it won't just be Jagannath and Keshava. You know what I mean? It may be 20 or 30 or 50 of us. I've seen it before when there were 60 or 70 of us, and it's so amazing what that is.
No, there's been 200, 250.
I've seen it when there was that too, but in general. I was just like, I was just following on that theme. You know, Prabhupada didn't just do a Sunday feast. He actually wanted to save the whole universe, so there's things that need to be done. This is an easy way to do it. It's right down the street.
Anything else?
Thank you, Pushkar Prabhu. I appreciate your angle of vision. I like the point you made about how people are killing each other for phantasmagoria and just a little bit of taste. I like that a lot. I was wondering if you could, when the Lithuanian Prabhu was here, Ananda Chaitanya Prabhu, he said that there actually aren't people with demoniac qualities, but they're actual demons, especially in Kali Yuga.
They aren't? Say they have? What did you say? There aren't?
He said there aren't actually people with demoniac qualities.
There aren't actually?
That they're actual demons. He was differentiating between these two
say
things.
Say it again. He made a comparison between demoniac qualities and demons?
Yeah, he's saying there's demoniac qualities, that people have demoniac qualities. He's saying that there's actual demons in Kali Yuga, like in leadership positions, especially in the government. And he didn't get to finish the thought. I was wondering if you had any thoughts about that.
Well, yeah, there's lots of demons and there's lots of people with demoniac qualities.
So
demons have demoniac qualities, just they have maybe, you know, no one is fully... Everyone is Jivir Krishna Das, Jeev Krishna Das Avish Bhav. Therefore, try to take advantage of that. Everyone is servant of Krishna. They're not necessarily being a demon. It's like a side issue. It's like a temporary thing. But they have down underneath, they have some. But yeah, if you take it that there's different degrees, right? Someone's like 1% demoniac, someone's 20%.
Well, I mean, that's what I thought, because that's what it says in the Gita in the 16th chapter. But he was saying, it's not that somebody just has demoniac qualities. There's actual demons in government, for example, in Kali Yuga. So
yeah, there are actual demons, sure. I mean, obviously. But, so, yeah, okay. You want me to agree with it? I'll agree with it.
I just wanted clarification on that, because he didn't get to finish.
He didn't get to finish his statement?
Yeah, he had to finish.
There's 100% demon, 99%, 98%, 97%.
Sometimes Prabhupada would say that the majority of the people are innocent. They're just being misguided. So, in this context, that majority of the people that show the demoniac qualities, they're just innocently misguided, but they're being misguided by the ones that are actually the leaders of the demons, that they're not just innocently misguided, they're actually propagating this demoniac culture.
Yeah, I'll agree with that one. Amen.
What's the other verse about the in the 10th canto, the meat, other than the butchers, everybody takes the Krishna consciousness.
Nivittata shar upagiyamana bhavoshara shottamano brahma akautama shloka kunamadara bina virajeta bina what? Bina pumam virajeta bina pashugna. Anyone can understand Krishna consciousness. That's the fourth verse of the 10th canto. And except if he's a killer of himself or of Pashu, means himself or animals. Therefore, there's a lot of animal killers in the six types of animal killers. Those who eat it, transport it. Yeah, it's not too good. So, but the thing is, you have to preach to them. Oh, yeah?
It's very fascinating. I mean, I literally had a little challenge, I won't say what about, with the one senior devotee who said that Prabhupada says, chant and hear, while you're chanting here. That verse, Kautama Sloka Gunanubhaga, just that word, Jiva Goswami Pad says, actually one should only hear while chanting, because by hearing, his heart will purify, which will cause him to be attracted by the ear of Rupam. He will see the Lord with the ear, not with the eye. Like Sruta Ikshita, and he's bringing Tam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita Rita Saroja Asri Sruta Ikshita. So then he says, by keep on hearing while chanting, that he will be attracted by the form, and then his heart will be attracted by the quality. Then he will be eligible to even see the pastime and enter. So what Prabhupada says was 100% right, according to Jiva Goswami. It was interesting. Actually, it gave me the conviction that yes, Prabhupada is 100% right, everything he said. But it's good sometimes other acharyas backing what Prabhupada says. Because some people were saying that this is not enough, what Prabhupada said. You have to actually meditate lila, you have to do this, do that.
Prabhupada said, seeing, he gave one mantra. He said, when you go in Vrindavan and you go from temple to temple, or the children from the Gurukula, they go, they see the deity, they should see the deity every day. And he gave one mantra, seeing, Krishna, Krishna, seeing, Krishna, Krishna, like that. So there's no harm in seeing. Prabhupada never forbade seeing, or else why he established deities all over the world, about the after Jagannath, seeing. So only rascals say, Prabhupada only give limited. Rascals say like this. Yes. All right. Srimad Bhagavatam, keep it.